Final chapters of the book of Amos record a series of visions that really are reinforcements to the discourses that we've already read in the first six chapters. And the visions are progressive. They indicate the approach and then the imminence and finally the execution of the judgment about which Amos has been speaking. The first vision he sees is that of a locust, and it would make you think back to our reading through the book of Joel earlier. And the prophet realizes that this plague is not a natural disaster, but it's a divine judgment and the consequence of Israel's sin. And now he sees a vision of a devouring fire. This is no ordinary fire either, because it devours the water and the land itself. And in both cases, the judgment is averted. Amos, in seeing the visions, prays for respite and appeals to God's compassion, and God hears him. God is holy. God must judge his sinful people, but he's also a merciful God. And we see him swayed by the prayers of the prophet. Then there's a third vision. This time, Amos sees the Lord standing by a wall, and he has a plumb line that he's holding up against the wall to test to see if the wall is straight. But this time, the prophet doesn't intercede, because he sees that the plumb line has indicated that the wall is indeed crooked and that judgment must fall. God's chosen people aren't straight, and just like a dangerously leaning wall, they need to be demolished. Now, the people have had time and opportunity to repent. Over and over again, the prophets have come and spoken to them, but nothing had changed. Judgment is the final result of mercy refused and compassion rejected. And the last vision that Amos has in this chapter is a warning against the king, King Jeroboam of Israel. The high priest of Bethel comes and tells the king that Amos is saying bad things about him, and he accuses Amos of a conspiracy to bring down the government. Tells Amos, go back home, earn your bread there, stop bothering us, go back to Judah. But again, God has spoken, and so no demand for silence is going to cause him to be silent. And Amos replies with a devastating prediction against the family of the priest. Amaziah did not hear the truth, but God's word will always be fulfilled. I'm going to read the seventh chapter. Hear now the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, he was forming locust when the latter growth was just beginning to sprout. And behold, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. When they had finished eating the grass of the land, I said, O Lord God, please forgive. How can Jacob stand? He is so small. The Lord relented concerning this. It shall not be, said the Lord. This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, the Lord God was calling for a judgment by fire, and it devoured the great deep and was eating up the land. Then I said, O Lord God, please, how can Jacob stand? He is so small. The Lord relented concerning this. This also shall not be, said the Lord God. This is what he showed me. Behold, the Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. And the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from the land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah and eat bread there and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom. And Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Your wife shall be a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided up with a measuring line. You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall surely go into exile away from its land. Thus far, the reading in God's word.